join Robert, Mary, and Rudy, call anytime, 800-387-8025, or connect with us on Facebook and Instagram at RM World Travel. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Thanks for staying with us today. Robert, Mary, and Rudy back with you now for the final segment of Hour 1, which means Hour 2 is coming right up in just a few minutes. Okay. And that background noise that you may be hearing right now, well, that's because we're coming to you live today from the New York Times Travel Show at the Javits Center here in New York City. And you never know who's going to happen by at these major expos. And James Asquith happened to be here today. You may recall he was on with us 2 weeks ago. And he is the Guinness Book of World Records. They recognize him as the youngest person to visit all 196 countries. So, James, welcome back. You know, today live and in person rather than the phone. Say hello to America and all the listeners we have around the country, as I like to say, you know, border to border, coast to coast, and up into Canada.
Hi, guys. Thanks very much for having me again.
It's great to see you again today.
Nice,
James,
to have you here, James.
It really is. We have a couple of questions we want to ask you, but first we need to say that this portion of America's number one travel radio show is sponsored by Seabourn Cruise Lines.
And Seabourn's ships beckon you to travel beyond the bounds of your imagination with their unmatched sense of style, elegance, and grace. Their ships offer all suite accommodations, a signature water sports marina, an open bar policy serving premium wine, champagne, and spirits, and renowned menus. You'll enjoy a sophisticated and luxurious journey like no other, and clearly feel that you're a member of an exclusive club. Visit Seabourn, that's B-O-U-R-N, Seabourn.com today to learn more about specials and booking your travels to destinations around the globe, or you can find the link at rmworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors.
You can indeed. So, James, we received some really good feedback from the audience when you were on with us 2 weeks ago. And I want to ask you something that I saw from a few of our listeners about your world travels. And really, how do you come back from a trip like you've experienced? I mean, are you traveled out? And where do you go once you've been to 196 different countries?
It's a good question. I get asked it quite a lot. So when I did the trip, I kind of thought I'd have a young midlife crisis for a while. I guess I did. I sat in an office for a while, had to kind of make some money back from all the travels. And that wasn't kind of doing it for me. So a couple of years later, wrote a book, and then I kind of decided to hit the road again. So now I travel all the time. I have a small bag with me. I don't think I spend much time back in London. And I think this year already I've taken about 16 flights in 2019. So I'm always back and forth for work and various commitments. And okay. And loving it more than ever, more than even when I was traveling to every country. But look, you know, I feel like I'm just getting started. It's not a case of, you know, ticking off boxes every country. Look at somewhere like Micronesia. It's 80 islands. I've been to one of them. So, you know, you can draw up boundaries, what humans have drawn up as a country, but, you know, the US as well. I've been to like 30 states, and, right. And I feel like there's so much to see. Last summer was the first time I went out to Colorado, Utah, and there's loads of places to see. I'm only just getting started.
Okay. So I know when we had you on a few weeks ago, we did talk a little bit about your stories and some of your crazy travel stories, and there's one in particular we didn't get to that if we have time quickly today, I would love for you to tell us if it's really true that you slept on a runway.
Yeah.
In an airport? Where was that?
That was
why?
It was in Tuvalu in the South Pacific. So all the locals do it out there. It's crazy. I think there's about 7,000 people that live there.
Wait for their flights?
No. It's the runway takes up about half the country. So it's this tiny little island, and there's one flight a week. So after the flight leaves, the runway kind of becomes everyone. I mean, I remember having drag races on motorbikes up and down the runway. People play football and volleyball there. And then at nighttime, because it's so humid, everyone kind of drags their mattresses out and sleeps there because you get this breeze that goes over the runway. So it's entirely bizarre. One of my favorite countries because it's just so entirely unique.
Where do you live? London. You say you live in London generally. I mean, that's your mailing address. And what work did you do before you decided to start collecting countries?
There is a mailing address in London. I'm going back there actually tomorrow for just 2 days, and then I'm back out to New York again. So it's not really anywhere. I guess the modern term for that is a nomad.
But what was your profession before you decided to do this?
So I worked in investment banking for a bit. Mm-hmm. It was fun at the time for me. It was enjoyable, but it was always going to be travel for me at some point. So, yeah, that was it. It kind of gave me the tools to be able to give me a base and a platform to be able to go and kind of start a business in travel. And
what's the one country in Micronesia you're in?
The island in
Majuro.
Majuro is in the Marshall Islands.
Oh, Marshall Islands.
Yeah, right, Micronesia.
Where
is in Majuro. I went to Majuro, yeah. in the Marshall Islands, and in Micronesia I was in the main island. I think Pompeii. I think so. Okay. There's plenty of stuff to see out there.
A little difficult to keep track of all those when you've been
well,
around.
There are times where I kind of my mind kind of stops. I'm like, where was that place?
Well, 19
again?
Flights, and today's the 26th of January.
Yeah.
19 flights in the first part of this year. That's there are only, what, 7 days you had off.
And I've got
six more to come in the next week.
My goodness.
I have to tell you, you know, I always joke with my kids because they travel a lot with us, but I mean, I've been to 49 states in the U.S. I have yet to get to North Dakota, so I have to do that at some point. But obviously there are a lot of world countries. We are not, the three of us combined don't even equal 196 countries.
We're
probably over 100. But anyway, listen, very nice to have you here today. I'm glad we had a chance to meet in person.
And when you say thanks for stopping by to this guy, you mean it.
You're just
stopping by.
That is exactly stopping by.
Thanks for taking your time.
That's exactly. So, James, we're going to ask you to maybe to stop in, or pop in, we'll say, into our seminar coming up at 1:30 today, okay?
Absolutely. I'd love to. Thanks,
guys. We'll
see
that.
Sounds great.
All right, so folks, listen, that's going to do it for the end of Hour 1. We really appreciate everybody listening to us today. Mary, Rudy, and I, we have a whole nother hour coming up. I mean, you guys, as we said earlier, we're doing double duty today, Rudy.
We have Phil Rosenthal going to be in the
Phil
house.
Phil Rosenthal is going to be here. Phil. I'm not seeing Phil, Ray. Oh, that Phil, I am. I'm
oh,
sorry.
He's
Phil,
here
you
already.
Are here. All right, so folks, you want to stay for that? That's great.
Wait, who's booing?
He's feeding himself. Look at
we're having a lot of fun here at the New York Times Travel Show.
He's
you can say that.
Unbelievable.
Folks, right now I'm going to say signing off for Hour 1. Thanks for being with us today. We hope you're going to stick around. There's more RM World Travel coming right up, right after this top of the hour break.
You've been listening to your RM World Travel Connection, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.